This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1471. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded July 28th, transmitter trouble at CFRX, WEWN, WWCR, LADX from Brazil and Costa Rica, English programs from China, Tibet, Greece, Chi-Com jamming update, Tony Alamo convicted but still on shortwave, IDF frequencies wander, new frequencies for VOA and YFR, mystery on 6701, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. There are hardly any broadcast stations still active on the 120-meter band, so the few that are quite sought after by DX listeners. There is at least one in Brazil on 2380, Rádio Educadora de Limeira in São Paulo State. Reports from Brazil indicate its signal has improved. In fact, PY5AAP Morato in Paraná gave it a simple reading of straight fives, which might be a slight exaggeration, at 2355 UT on July 23rd, reporting to the Paraná DX Club. Adalberto Marques de Azevedo in Minas Gerais replied that he too was giving it a straight five simple reading at midnight 18 UT. That was a few minutes later. Well, we certainly won't get it that well in North America, but that could indicate a power increase or some other improvement in transmission, so you might want to keep looking for it. One who does anyway is Bob Wilkner in Pompano Beach, Florida. On July 24th at 10:30 UT, he only had a tentative log and he still rated it as weak. Furthermore, there is a harmonic nearby. He puts Limeira on 2379.9 and the other signal, presumably 2x1190 station, on 2380.62, July 24th. However, the day before July 23rd at 1100, he says the harmonic, whatever it was powerful on 2379.83. I think we'd be just as interested in identifying that harmonic as getting a definite log of Brazil. The tropical band station in Brazil has been reactivated according to the July 26th issue of Atividade de Xixe. It's the one on 4785 Rádio Brasil de Campinas. It had been off the air for a while, needing a replacement tube, but finally it has returned to the air, according to this report, with an excellent signal in various parts of Brazil and abroad. CFRX in Toronto, Canada, 6070, has been quite reliable for the last few months since they finally got their shortwave transmitter working again, although it's only 1 kilowatt, gets out quite well. However, Brandon Jordan in Tennessee reported them missing July 25th and 26th, around 2200 and 2000 UT. Steve Lehrer in Michigan, however, said he could barely hear them at 1230 UT July 27th, but it was much weaker than normal, so maybe with a transmitter or antenna problem. Further away here in Oklahoma, I am not hearing them at all and would have assumed they were totally off the air, but maybe not. I check around 1230 to 13 UT and hear just the noise coming out of North Korea. From his monitoring post on Asilomar Beach, California, Ron Howard has been monitoring the second program of China National Radio, also known as China Business Radio, on 7245. July 23rd, he was hearing their English evening at 1430 UT, so that appears to be the new time on weekdays. It had been an hour earlier at 1330 to 1400. It's presented by John and a Chinese woman, and there's a segment called Studio Classroom Worldwide. He kept monitoring this, and on Saturday, July 25th, there was a new Saturday edition of English Evening, saying that each week from then on they would have a new format and time, and introduce you to a new movie. That week it was Confessions of a Shopaholic, and then the Studio Classroom Worldwide. Ron monitored once again on Sunday and then was able to confirm that the new time for English Evening on China Business Radio is 7 days a week from 1430 to 1500. I guess 7245 is the best frequency, but there must be many others. Meanwhile, in the DX Listening Digest group, Keith Perrone in Taiwan interjected about the program's Studio Classroom. He says, although it's heard from the mainland, it's produced in Taiwan. A large number of stations in China, including CRI, run the show. It's on the CRI domestic channel early mornings on weekdays. And he says they're one of a small handful of stations that are getting the show legally. The vast majority of stations in China with Studio Classroom are not paying any broadcast rights. They're buying the series on the black market. And an interesting discussion ensued about the parroting of radio programming, even by CRI itself. This week, there was a change in Chi-Com jamming technique. Normally, CNR1 echo jamming is used on some frequencies, and Firedrake, nothing but music jamming, on others. But Ron Howard in California observed July 25th that most of the CNR1 echo jamming frequencies were also accompanied by Firedrake against Radio Free Asia, VOA, at 1516 UT, 9455, 9670, 11585, 11625, and 12025. But solo echo jamming was heard on frequencies of RTI 7130 and 7185, as well as VOA on 12110, and solo Firedrake on many of its usual out-of-band, mostly out-of-band frequencies. I observed this too the following day, the mixture of Firedrake and CNR1 programming on some of the jammed frequencies, notably 11805 and 12040. On July 28th, between 1247 and 1300, I found Firedrake alone on all these frequencies, widely varying in the signal strength, quality of reception, 8400, 9000, 11300, which must wreak havoc with East African aeronautical communications, but fortunately it's not on all the time, 13500, 13970, 14430, 15150, and 17470. I also think I had them until they went off just before 1400 on around 15412. Jerry Lenneman in Waco, Texas has been hearing an UNID on 2859.8 kHz, presumably a harmonic of a slightly off frequency, 1430 medium wave station. More than once they've signed off around 0200 UT. He posted a brief clip of what could be an ID. I listened to it, as did Henrik Clements in Sweden, who does a lot of that, since he's not in a position to pull in much Latin American DX directly himself anymore. But he has an excellent ear and a thorough knowledge of Spanish. And he says the reason why we can't find any 1430 station listed to match what was being heard is that it's the Costa Rican station, which is supposedly on 1440, but is really on 1430. It's Radio San Carlos. Jerry Lenneman has also been hearing it in the morning around 1100 UT, a mix of music and conversation. We thought a Mexican would be most likely, but nothing seemed to fit, and he says it didn't really sound like a commercial Mexican station. Henrik says the website of Radio San Carlos, which is radiosancarlos.co.cr, confirms they are on 1430 with a power of 3 kilowatts, some of that going out on 2860, and they have streaming audio at least part of the time. The slogan, which Jerry heard and which was on the recording, is Haciendo la Diferencia, making the difference. On July 24th, evangelist Tony Alamo was convicted on 10 sexual abuse counts following his two-week trial in Texarkana. You may well have heard about this. It made national news. If not, you can find numerous stories about it on the web. So what becomes of his broadcasts on several shortwave stations? I checked the schedule of WWCR and found immediately after that he had been removed, no longer on the schedule Monday through Friday at 13 to 14 UT on 15825. Instead, starting the following Monday, we've been hearing an hour of black gospel music, although it may be just a temporary filler. He's also scheduled three times a day on WINB, Monday through Friday at 15 and 19 and 2200 UT. I haven't checked all of those yet, but on the following Tuesday, I was hearing him at a different time, still on 9265 before 1300 UT, no doubt an old recording. Well, we wonder how much longer he will go on. Of course, he still has an appeal, and sentencing has not yet been handed down. But if he does spend life in prison, that's not necessarily an obstacle to being a successful and lucrative evangelical broadcaster. In fact, you don't even have to be alive. Ron Howard confirmed that he is still being carried on the other shortwave station, Radio Africa in Equatorial Guinea, heard July 27th at 22 UT on 15190, mixing with WYFR in Portuguese. Alan Rowe in England tells us, thanks to a tip from Edwin Southwell, the Voice of Greece's English program, Greek in Style, is heard at a new time on Sundays since July 19th, 1305 to 1400, on 15630 and 9420. Of course, it's mostly music. Not yet clear whether this replaces an earlier Sunday morning broadcast or is an additional transmission. 7210 lower sideband is an interesting frequency to monitor in the mornings here for an amateur radio net in Spanish, which is Anticastro. But it's also of a right-wing nature generally. Yimber Gaviria in Colombia was hearing apparently the same net on 7210 lower July 25th at 11:35 past 1200. At the time, they were discussing the Honduran situation and Celaya. The primary station I hear in this net is, although he's obviously a Cuban exile, located in Pennsylvania, November 1, November Romeo. I was hearing him July 24th at 12:20, when he was reading a political piece, not in the conversational tone you expect to hear on ham radio. Ron Howard in California observes that reception from South Asia was excellent on July 28th. He was hearing several All India radio stations at 12:35 to 12:45 Imphal on 4775 parallel to 4760 and 4880. Also, a bit later until sign-off at 13:34 Guwahati on 4940. He says something must have happened in northeast India as Shillong, 4970, also suddenly went off the air at 13:30, but they were both back on the following hour. Since he was hearing these so well, he remembered to check for Sikkim on 4835, and sure enough, he was able to hear this rare station, All India Radio Gangtok, presumed, at 12:46 to 13:21. It's rarely above threshold level, but this time subcontinental music and singing adds portions clearly in Hindi. Not sure if it was entirely in that language. This is the 1,471st World of Radio. Check our website for much more information, including the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.com. The DXLD issue number is 9054. Some explanation about Iran's external broadcasting and how they handle their Friday prayers, which were in the news recently when Rafsanjani said some things not too favorable to the rulers. Of course, you won't get much out of them unless you understand Persian. At BBC Monitoring, Chris Greenway explains that the Friday prayers take place at Tehran University after a warm-up act by a more minor cleric. The speaker of the week delivers two sermons. There are several of them doing it in rotation. The first sermon is purely religious. The second is devoted to topical political issues. And David Koenig explains further, as we mentioned before, for reasons best known to themselves, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran does not broadcast in its own language, Persian, on shortwave. But of course, they do webcast numerous services. The external service is called Friendly Voice, or it can also be translated as Familiar Voice. And its website is www.sedayeashna.ir. In the DX Listening Digest issue I referred to, David goes on to explain about the 16 TV channels and 24 radio services available by streaming from Iran. Galei Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces station, sometimes sticks to its proper shortwave frequencies and sometimes wanders around. Lately it's been doing the latter. Robert Pfister in Germany says they've been changing the 19-meter frequency almost daily. July 20th, 15781.2 at 1721. The next day at 1750 on 15790.5. The day after that, 15791.7. Interfering until 1730 with BBC's Darfur Salam service on 15790. Then July 23rd at 08, they were on 15791.2, interfering with Radio Cairo in Arabic on 15790. July 24th, 15786.5 at 1745. Wolfgang Büschel also had them on 15787.91, July 24th at 1050. As for their other channel, 6973, that has also varied a few kilohertz, but as of July 28th at midnight 40, Brandon Jordan in Tennessee said it was within 5 hertz of the proper frequency. There is an article in the Washington Post of July 20th. It doesn't get into radio, but it's about the hard labor camps in North Korea. I recommend you read it if you have even considered any contact whatsoever with the Voice of Korea, such as trying to get a QSL card, let alone serving as their PR agent. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending on that story. It's headlined, In Korea's Hard Labor Camps on the Diplomatic Back Burner. In the shortwave sites, Yahoo Group via BCDX in Baxter in Australia has some more info about the Voice of Nigeria and the construction of new facilities at Abuja. In the transmitter building, there are currently 3 Thomson 250-kilowatt transmitters, model TSW2300. They are fully ready for DRM. Currently, they have only the curtain antenna, a 16-dipole array, azimuth 0 degrees, and another 16-dipole array with azimuth of 285. The beam can be switched, plus or minus 15 and 30 degrees. There's another antenna in the works. It will be rotatable, a huge one with 32 dipoles, 16 high, or rather 16 for the high frequencies and 16 for the lower bands. As I believe I mentioned last week, the future of International Radio Serbia on shortwave is rather uncertain. This led me to recheck their scheduled English broadcast to North America at midnight 30 on 9675. And yes, it was still on the air July 28th and repeating 6 nights a week at 0100. But for how much longer? I've noticed that Radio Taiwan International's Japanese service on 9735, which occasionally puts spurs on 9730 and 9740, and which is scheduled at 11 to 12 and 13 to 14 UT, I've noticed the carrier is still on the air during the intervening hour, such as at 1225 July 26th. What a waste of watts. I have a bright idea. Why not add modulation during that hour and get more mileage out of it? It could be done for negligible cost. Ron Howard in California has also been monitoring the Tibetan service from China National Radio, now known as Program 11, on 7350. July 28th at 1430 to 1500, they were again running the Holy Tibet program. And he enjoys hearing that distinctive canned commercial, which he had not heard for several months. It's for medical massage clinics in Lhasa, giving phone numbers, the white building, door number 33, with licensed students trained by doctors from the Beijing Medical Massage Clinic. Also, foreign experts visit Lhasa to train the students. They gave the cost for one massage for foreigners and for local people about 55 RMB, and it takes 1 hour. They speak English, Tibetan, and Chinese at the clinics. And then there was a segment on tourism of Tibet, an American tourist talking about the great weather in Lhasa, and a segment, Eyes on Tibet, played a lot of Tibetan music. Parallel to 6010, Ron says, an enjoyable program. Last week we had a report of Voice of Turkey, apparently by mistake on a far out-of-band frequency, 10530 kilohertz. But Robert Förster in Germany tells us that as of July 24th, it was no longer heard there for several days. He's quite sure it was not an image, as he checked it on different receivers. On July 24th, before and after 14 UT, I was surprised to find a good news signal on 11725. It was VOA Music Mix. And breaking for news on the hour at 1400, which was parallel to 17585, but then back to more music mix after the hour. It was country music. Before the hour, it was the world's best variety. The trouble is, it's not scheduled on that frequency. Judging from reception, it must have been the Greenville site, but it was only heard on July 24th. I thought it might be back on Monday the 27th, but still missing. So it must have been a mistake, or a test, or a one-off anomaly, unexplained. At three different times of day, July 23rd, I noticed WEWN was missing from all three scheduled frequencies. About this time last year, they were off for up to 2 weeks of maintenance, so I wondered if they were doing that again. I asked Glenn Tapley, the engineer in charge, and he says we are having downtime, repairing some slew boxes and transmitters along with regular maintenance, but should be back on the weekend. And again, they were back when I checked early Saturday, July 25th, but they were gone again when I checked the frequencies at 0519 UT, July 28th, but back again about 7 hours later. So in any event, if you find Weun missing, they may be carrying out some temporary maintenance. Quite by chance, I ran across a time when World Harvest Radio is actually broadcasting DXing with Cumbre on shortwave. It was Sunday at 1200 UT on 9410. If you look up their online schedule, you'll find many, many more broadcasts. But if you try to hear them, such as 2 hours later at 1430 on 11785, you'll find they're off the air. WWCR has also been missing one of its frequencies, 13845. No signal there during the day on July 27th and 28th, forcing us to listen to Anguilla for Pastor Melissa Scott on 11775. Although in ABDX, Rick Barton in Arizona says that was also missing July 27th between 16 and 17, but back on the air later. Family Radio in English had been testing via Ascension to South America and interfering with some other stations. The schedule was 22 to 01 on 9835, midnight to 03 on 7335 and 9420. But those have been canceled apparently as of July 27th, the Ascension relays, and I wonder if they're still tests, replaced by 22 to 23 on 6035 and 23 to 01 on 7235. Also, I'm no longer hearing Harold Camping via French Guiana, which had been testing around the same time period on 9935. Morato in Brazil was already hearing 6035 July 27th at 2251. Harry Smith tells us that on 87.9 megahertz in Atlanta, Georgia, is a station called CDC Radio from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Its campus is off Clifton Road in Atlanta. The loop includes info about the H1N1 flu in English and Spanish, IDing as CDC Radio, but with no FCC identification. It's low power and can only be heard in the immediate surrounding communities. He has recorded this 4 1/3 minute loop and put it at this website at a condensed URL, so copy it carefully. bit.ly/C2YS. The schedule of Radio Vanuatu, recently reactivated on 3945 with a new 10 kilowatt transmitter, is now supposedly from 1900 until 1100 UT. However, we have a couple of reports of it being heard after 1100. Jerry Lenneman in Waco, Texas, at 1105 UT, July 23rd, presumably Radio Vanuatu, only music heard just above the noise level, but there were no hams on the channel that morning. He's going to keep checking. And also in Coomber DX, John Wilkins in Colorado, July 18th, at 1120 to 1138, again, presumed Vanuatu, island-flavored pop tunes hosted by a man in English. Fair strength, but hard to make out any words. Remember, there is a Japanese station on 3945, but it supposedly signs off the air around 07 or 0900 at the latest. Here's an intriguing ID from Tom Risner, DL8AAM in Germany. For some weeks, I've been getting almost every day around 0300 UT an Arab language station speaking on 6701 upper sideband, starting with a muezzin calling for prayer, then religious talks and speeches and chats. I was wondering if it could be a feeder or relay for a mosque broadcast, or maybe it's a wake-up service for some kind of scouting or military camp in North Africa or the Arab world. 6700, of course, reminds us of Radio Seoul, which used to operate from Afghanistan, but as far as we know, that's not its format, and it no longer exists. Ron Howard points out that on 6701, air traffic control is listed for Saudi Arabia. Tom Rusner replies, I doubt it's related to ATC, nor to Radio Seoul. I never hear any music, only pure fundamental sounding religious items, mentioning the Quran, Rasul Allah, etc., which would match a strictly fundamentalist program format. Possibly it's an anti-Seoul station of the Taliban, but why would it be on sideband? Such receivers are presumably not widely available in Afghanistan. By the way, one night it did not start on the hour, but late around 0307 or 0308 UT. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued July 28th, ANKNC is mostly 5 and 2, but with a large peak to 18 and 5 on August 18th only. Solar flux 70, dropping to 68 from August 8th to 20th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1471 and hoping you'll hear me again next week.